We just left a press conference that was called by former Minister of Agriculture, Dr. Christo, who sued Frontpage Africa and Rodney CA over a $1.5 million libel suit, which was awarded to him by the civil law court and upheld by the Supreme Court. What he said today is that they are not seeing any signs that this thing is going to end soon. From what Christo said today is that this thing is going to drag on and drag on for we don't know how long. He commented and he said that CA is in jail because he was found guilty, and CA is not going to get out of jail until he can settle him or go to some sort of a negotiation. We don't know what that negotiation is because he has not been clear on how he intends to go about any negotiation. We've had no word from the president since this thing happened, since Rodney was put in jail on the 22nd of August. And she's silent, and we've questioned, you know, this silence, because as leader of a nation, you have to step in and take leadership of your country when things are not going the right way. I've been in conversation with a few of her officials, and some of them are staff from her office, and their justification for her not giving a pardon is that this case is beyond her. And it is not a case where she can pardon anyone, because it's a case between two individuals and not a case involving the government.
Do you believe that?
I really don't believe it, because this particular case has a lot of political undertones, even though the government has denied it over and over that it have nothing to do with this. I think the president can step in and save the Liberian media in this one.
How is Rodney's condition? He's now spent 8 days in hospital.
His condition now is stable, because when he came in, he was really sick. You know, he went on a hunger strike. His condition is a little stable now.
This case has garnered international attention. What does it say about the state of press freedom in Liberia?
I think this case tells you exactly the status of freedom of the press and freedom of speech in Liberia. The international attention that our president, our government under the leadership of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has received. I think that this case has shown to the world that Liberia is not totally free in terms of freedom of the press.